Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leveling Up 12 Questions to Elevate Your Personal and Professional Development by Ryan Leek is a leadership and self-development book built around guided introspection. Leek, known as a speaker, executive coach, and author, argues that growth depends less on possessing immediate answers and more on asking questions that reveal character, habits, motives, and direction. The book is aimed at leaders, professionals, and individuals who want to take active responsibility for personal development rather than waiting for external circumstances to force change. Its structure centers on 12 strategic questions that address self-awareness, teamwork, transparency, vision, rest, influence, and enjoyment. Rather than presenting leadership as a collection of techniques, the book treats self-leadership as the foundation for effective professional impact. Its purpose is practical to help readers examine how they are experienced by others, clarify what success means to them, and make better decisions about the kind of person and leader they are becoming. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-awareness begins with understanding how others experience you. One of the most distinctive ideas in Leveling Up is that self-awareness is not limited to private reflection. Leek emphasizes that personal growth requires an honest understanding of what it is like for other people to be around you. This shifts self-development away from internal intention and toward observable impact. A person may believe they are helpful, decisive, or encouraging, but colleagues, friends, or family may experience them as distracted, controlling, or difficult to approach. The value of the question lies in closing that gap. In a professional setting, this kind of awareness affects trust, collaboration, and credibility. Leaders who misunderstand their own presence can unintentionally weaken the environments they are trying to improve. Leek connects growth with feedback, suggesting that people need both introspection and external perspective to see themselves accurately. The practical implication is that development is not simply a private goal-setting exercise. It requires enough humility to invite honest input and enough discipline to respond without defensiveness. This makes the book less about image management and more about responsibility for relational impact. Secondly, the 12-question format turns leadership development into diagnosis. The book stands out because it organizes development around questions rather than prescriptions. Leek does not frame leadership primarily as a fixed checklist of traits to acquire. Instead, each question functions like a diagnostic tool that exposes a specific area of growth. Questions about credit, transparency, success, rest, and enjoyment direct attention to patterns that are often overlooked in professional development conversations. This format is important because many readers already know common leadership advice, such as communicate better, build trust, or set goals. The harder task is identifying where their own behavior is misaligned. A question can create more useful discomfort than a rule, because it requires the reader to supply evidence from daily life. For example, asking what credit can be given away challenges a leader to examine whether they use recognition to build others or to protect their own status. The structure also makes the book accessible for repeated use. Readers can return to different questions as roles, pressures, and relationships change, making the framework more adaptable than a one-time motivational argument. Thirdly, personal ownership replaces passive approaches to development. A central theme of Leveling Up is that the most effective people take ownership of their own development. This idea matters because many professionals treat growth as something managed by an employer, mentor, promotion path, or crisis. Leek argues that progress begins when a person accepts responsibility for understanding who they are and where they are going. This does not mean ignoring coaching or feedback. In fact, the book encourages outside input. The distinction is that responsibility cannot be outsourced. A manager can provide opportunity, but cannot define personal integrity, clarify values, or decide what kind of influence a person wants to have. This emphasis is especially relevant for leaders because their undeveloped habits affect more than themselves. Avoided conversations, unclear priorities, or unmanaged insecurity can shape a team culture. By making ownership the starting point, the book connects personal reflection to professional consequences. Growth is presented as an active practice of asking, listening, adjusting, and measuring behavior against a clearer definition of the person one intends to become. Fourthly, success is treated as a personal definition rather than a borrowed standard. Leek includes vision and success among the central questions because development without a clear destination can become imitation. Many people pursue professional advancement according to inherited standards, title, income, visibility, approval, or comparison with peers. Leveling Up asks readers to examine their own definition of success before building goals around it. This is not a rejection of ambition. It is a warning that ambition becomes unstable when it is disconnected from values, relationships, health, and purpose. In practical terms, a leader who never defines success may keep accepting responsibilities that look impressive but damage focus or satisfaction. The book links vision to self-knowledge because the right goal for one person may be the wrong goal for another. This approach also helps explain why the book covers personal and professional development together. Career decisions cannot be separated cleanly from identity, family commitments, emotional capacity, and long-term direction by making success definitional rather than automatic. Leek encourages readers to evaluate whether their current pursuits are genuinely aligned with the life and leadership they want to build. Lastly, rest and enjoyment are presented as leadership issues, not luxuries. Leveling up includes questions about doing it all and enjoying the work, which broadens the book beyond productivity and ambition. Leek treats rest and enjoyment as meaningful indicators of sustainability. This is important because leadership books often reward constant output, while professionals may interpret exhaustion as proof of commitment. The question of whether one has to do it all challenges the assumption that responsibility requires personal control over every task. In team settings, this connects directly to delegation, trust, and the ability to develop others. Refusing to share responsibility can create burnout for the leader and underdevelopment for the team. The question about enjoyment adds another dimension. It does not imply that all work should be easy or entertaining. Rather, it asks whether the path a person is on still contains meaning, energy, and human connection. When rest and enjoyment are ignored, performance may continue for a time, while judgment, creativity, and relationships decline. By including these topics among leadership questions, the book argues that sustainable influence depends on more than competence. It also requires limits, renewal, and honest attention to the experience of the work itself. In conclusion, Leveling Up is best suited for readers who want a practical framework for reflection rather than a dense theory of leadership. It will be especially useful for managers, emerging leaders, team members preparing for greater responsibility, coaches, and professionals who sense that technical competence alone is no longer enough. The book offers practical benefits by giving readers clear questions they can use in journaling, coaching conversations, team development, or personal review. Its intellectual value lies in connecting self-knowledge with leadership impact, how a person defines success, handles credit, receives feedback, practices transparency, and manages rest, shapes the way others experience their leadership. Compared with many personal development books, its differentiating feature is the question-driven structure. It does not rely mainly on broad encouragement or a single productivity method. Instead, it invites readers to examine several pressure points in character and behavior. The book also stands apart by treating external feedback as part of self-understanding, which makes its approach more relational than purely individualistic. Readers looking for complex organizational research may find it lighter than academic leadership texts, but those seeking a usable tool for honest self-assessment will find its simplicity to be a strength. If you would like to support Ryan Leek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.